Hello, everyone, and welcome to Literally No One Asked, a podcast where each week me and my two best friends talk about things that, well, quite frankly, no one has asked us to talk about.
Guys, I've discovered something recently, and by recently, I mean in the last hour and a half. So Emily has recently gotten an Apple Watch, and that was the worst because she gets every goal every single day, no matter what. Like she always crushes it. But I, for some reason, last night I was just like playing on my watch and I was like, I'm going to start a competition. So I started the competition with Emily. I mean, knowing full well that I'm going to absolutely lose.
Yeah, that seems like a really, really bad idea.
Oh yeah, it's a terrible, terrible choice.
Is it a strategy you have to like build her self-esteem?
No, for some reason I thought that I could actually do it. But then like the moment I started it, she was like, she literally laughed when I told her. She like laughed at me and said, ha. And then I was like, wait, why did you? Anyways, there's a new thing on the Apple Watch. I don't know if you guys do Apple Fitness or anything, but there's this new like walk with me feature. And it's just somebody talking to you while you walk around. And so I turned it on earlier, walked around while Shawn Mendes talked to me for 28 minutes. I walked like a mile in my house.
Bro, yeah. I got your alert and it was like, Chad just completed a walk with me and it was Shawn Mendes's picture. And I was like, Why is Chad? I don't understand why Shawn Mendes is being sent to me.
I was walking with Shawn Mendes.
And then I think I replied, you do you, boo.
You did. I was actually confused. I didn't know that they was in context with that. I was just like, why did he say that to me?
What was Sean, what is he talking to you about?
He was just like pontificating about life while he walked up a hill. And then he would like tell you about some songs he had written and you might listen to it or something. It was like a 28 minute walk. And he just like guided you through said walk.
Where did you walk where you were just totally focused
on
Shawn?
I'm going to be honest. I literally just did laps in our downstairs for 28 minutes. I got somewhat dizzy-ish, but I got 5,000 steps in.
That's wild. Welcome. Let's see. If I'm up to 1,000 steps, I'd be stunned. Let's see. Hey, I'm up to 1,200.
That's really low, but I understand. So Corey, where are you at? How many steps?
I forgot how to use my watch. I am at 6,000.
Nobody asked you. Steps. Stop it.
That's not fair. You probably like walked or something today.
Yeah, you probably like left the house or something.
I have not left the house today.
Oh,
you
I
probably
went
have
mailbox.
Like three kids.
I went to the mailbox.
Well, there it is. Yeah, there it is.
My mailbox is 4 miles from my house.
The truth comes out.
The truth comes out.
He was taking
the only interesting thing about my day. I walked with Shawn Mendes, so top that.
It's kind of weird. I don't know how I feel about that.
I can treat you better than he can.
I get that. That's a funny because that's his song.
Oh, I didn't get that. I didn't get that at all.
You just listened to him talk while you walked, and you didn't get my Shawn Mendes joke, and okay, Blake did. Blake has walked 4 baby steps today, and he got the joke.
I'm more of a Bieber fan. What can I say? I guess I don't know about Mendes.
Dude, I like that. I love Bieber.
Yeah. Yes.
Good intentions.
Yes. Let's have him on the podcast.
All right. Well, let's add that to our list for sure. Yeah, I'm writing it down.
He seems
like
that
episode would be like 10,000 hours.
Maybe, but maybe not.
It might not
because Dan and Shay is that. Are you making Dan and Shay?
Yeah, I'm making the Dan and Shay just to be. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, yeah, this is going down. This started downhill, and I don't even know how it's still going downhill. It's like we plummeted into the earth, and we're just still going.
Well, listen. Speaking of going downhill. I think I've got a story that'll continue us on that path of downhillness.
Great, let's go. Let's get to the Earth's core.
let's get right to the lava. I've got a random news story that I'm going to share with you guys. And honestly, this article has me thinking about a career change.
Wow.
Yeah. Why do all of these segments at some point in time in every single episode bring us to the point of either we have to take a trip, we're sponsoring something, we're changing careers, we're running marathons. Like, I don't see what's going on with my life right now.
We're impressionable, very impressionable people. So whatever we read, we do. I mean, I don't know.
Anyways. I don't know.
I don't know. So I've got a story from Lancashire. I don't know how to say British English things. Are they the same? Don't ask me that. It's a small town, city, country in across the pond.
You've said so many things that are confusing already.
I don't understand. Listen, we need to have a whole podcast on this. I don't understand how like Europe in general works because I feel like there's like England.
Is there an intermission somewhere between now and the new story?
There's. Keep going. And, I just want to see
like,
where this goes.
And like Britain, but I feel like they're the same to me, but they're, I guess maybe they're not. I don't understand how, yikes. I don't understand how that works over there.
Cool. I know who taught you geography when you grew up. So I don't doubt the confusion.
That's a whole different discussion.
Anyways,
sorry, continue.
I apologize to all of our lads across the pond who may be listening to this. Anyways, I've got a story about a little farm in that city of Lancashire. So, there's a little, family farm there that has, goats, apparently. I think they've got a bunch of other stuff, but it's just a hobby farm. And honestly, this made me think of my parents' farm because from the sounds of it, it's just like a mom and pop. Like, it's just like this old couple that owns this small little farm and they just have random animals. Like, I don't even think they do it for money. They just have these animals. And for whatever reason, I think it was their daughter came up with this idea that they were going to just set up a laptop in the, like in a, or maybe as a webcam or whatever in like a room with their goats or like the stall or wherever they
Wait,
goat.
Okay. You said room. I was like, are they in the house?
No, I think they're outdoor. Yeah. It's like, it's like they're in like a,
they're in the goat room house.
I don't know. Yeah. In the goat room. And they posted an article online that if you wanted to just video chat with the goat, that you could do that for $5. And then next thing you know, they made $50,000 by literally just selling like 15-minute Zoom calls with goats for $5 each. And
that's a lot of Zoom calls with goats.
I don't remember. I can't remember if it's 15 minutes or 30 minutes or something. It's super short and it's just $5.
But it's $5.
Like, yeah. And all they do is like, like the webcam just stays there. They just turn
Wait,
it on.
Hold on. And they made 50 grand.
50,000 in, I don't know what that symbol is. Euros maybe, whatever.
Yes, it's definitely euros or pounds or whatever.
Maybe an alpaca currency.
Which I think is more than, so it's like, what, $75,000 here or something? And they only do it for like half.
It's the currency symbol for goat cheese.
Goat cheese. Well, that's why I noticed it because I was like, I've seen that before. But I'm just saying, like, we buy a chicken, we set up a cam for the podcast, or
bro, you don't even have to buy a chicken. Just go set up webcams at your parents' farm.
Yeah, I was about to say, what are you talking about? They already have chickens.
Like this podcast. I mean, I know we've made a bunch of money, $4.50, but. We could be making $50,000 doing nothing.
Bro, you would have the added bonus of Beverly probably doing something funny on camera at some point.
I feel like we have to do this. But would it be better with goats or chickens? Or we put the goats in the room with the chickens?
What would be okay? Here's the question: what would be the funniest farm animal for this to capture? That's the question.
What animal is like interactive with humans?
What about like dogs and cats? What about tiny horses? What are they called? What about little Sebastian?
We do have those,
but it's like blind.
Well, I mean, let's make that's them a little bit funnier.
this way, doof, nope, not this way.
Dude, that's hilarious. You've sold me.
Monkeys, that would be the one that I would actually pay.
A monkey's not a farm animal.
It can be. It's just a farm animal is just wherever you put it. If you put a monkey in a farm, it's a farm animal.
We could just lock our nieces and nephews in the room with the goats. That could be funny.
I mean,
I don't know what the child endangerment laws are, but
I just feel like blind little Sebastian is the way to go.
But the goats make funny noises and they do like kick flips and stuff. They like jump all over each other and are just derpy.
What would be
derpy? What is derpier?
You know, derp.
Like an if we get an anteater?
Like what's a really dumb animal?
A sheep.
A sheep.
Yeah, sheep. Sheep are pretty dumb.
Goat.
Let's get ducks.
Ducks are like these highly ideas. Intelligent.
Yeah. Let's get pigs are really smart. Oh.
Yeah. Honestly, goats are pretty dumb. I think, like,
based on this conversation, you just put us into a stall and they can.
that's for real. Isn't this podcast just a stall for people to not watch us but listen?
I mean, this is true. Actually,
this is a metaphor for our podcast.
Should we be charging $5 for people to listen to this?
No, because we would have less than $4.50.
Okay, think of it this way. It's free currently, and we've made less than what we would charge people for one listening. So I don't think we would make any money.
Because a lot of the people that were doing this was like businesses. Apparently they like wanted them to call into like conference call meetings, and they thought it would just be fun for the employees to have like a random goat on the calls when they were doing this stuff. And I was like,
actually,
I can imagine that being funny, because like we had a members meeting at our church through Zoom when everything was going on, like a church business meeting. And there was like, you know, 30 members, 35 members on. It would have been hilarious if in the midst of that, there was somebody just goats.
Oh, yeah, they're unmuted. Every time they like make a noise, they become like the active speaker, full screen, yeah. Just making goat noises.
So it's the head pastor like going through things. And then all of a sudden it's like, meh.
They talk about in their article that they've done everything from like management teams of Facebook to, I don't know what NHS staff is. Is that like National
Honor Society?
I mean, maybe, I don't know. And then they said they do a lot of virtual church services.
That's insane.
Sacrificial goats.
But yeah, literally doing nothing other than like, yeah, I guess turning the calls on.
All they're doing is telling the Abraham and Isaac story, and then the goats are like, oh no. That's
hilarious. Anyways, this is my inspiration for
something. Man, you don't even have to, but I'm saying you don't even have to do much. You could just set up a camera at your parents' farm and see what happens.
Yeah, I wonder, could you just charge $5 and like people could just have access to the camera for whatever? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that'd be easier, because then you wouldn't have to like set up a conference call. They just had to pay $5 and then they could watch for however long they wanted to or whatever. Maybe it's like, I don't know. But that'd be so easy. It'd be so great. Chad, make this happen. You're a computer guy.
If I make it happen, do I get...
No, you get
75% of the profit.
Sure, I'll take 10%.
You're fired.
I did nothing.
That's true. I'd settle for the remaining 15% for doing
that. I'm in. I've already got a little Raspberry Pi over here and a little webcam, and we can set that up. It was in my garage.
Gosh, we're going to be...
And now I can just put it in the goat.
Wait, why did you have Raspberry Pi in your garage?
You don't have pies in your garage?
That's the best place to eat it.
Guys, I think I'm misusing my garage. Well, guys, I have a story, not about making money, but about utter destruction. And,
is that a cow joke? Is this about
money?
Cows?
No. If it was, that would have been an utterly bad joke. But I have a story from yesteryear. Remember that time when you guys were over at my parents' house? I'm going to say it was 2003 or 2004.
That's a good year. That was a really good year.
Very good year, like eighth, ninth grade, I'm going to say in that range. So my parents, right before eighth grade, we'd moved into a new neighborhood, and we were right up the road from Chad and Blake. And
1.8 miles.
Yeah, 1.8 miles, exactly, from door to door. So 2003, 2004, and we try to make several unsafe things.
I know where this is going.
With little model rocket engines.
Yeah.
because I was in like the technology class and like the shop class or whatever it's called, the engineering class at yeah. high school. And the shop teacher like let me take like 6 model rocket engines with me home so that if I wanted to build anything else, I could build something else. So I'm just going to fast forward, not to all of the ideas, but just to the one central idea in the story. We plan to make this car, and we were making it out of like scrap pieces of wood that my dad yeah. had in the garage just laying around. And we put some sort of like, if I'm remembering correctly, we put some sort of like old action figure on it to sit on top of yeah. this wooden block car. I mean,
basically like take 2 2x4s and just stack them on top of each other. And that's when we say a car, that's what that
Yeah, they were like. Two different sizes, but like, yeah, that's basically what it was. And a little action figure sitting on top. And we attached 2, one on each side of these model rocket engines. And our finishing touch, this is important to the story, our finishing touch, my dad bought in bulk these miniature American flags for our mailbox so that when one faded, you immediately could replace it with the new colorful one.
Yeah, exactly.
And our finishing touch was to put one of these American flags, I think we drilled a hole or something, and we put one of these American flags just sticking out of the wood behind the action figure. I'm just going to go ahead and say, like, fast forward to what happens in the end, way too close to where we were lighting something. Like, again, Chad should have been our voice of reason.
Yeah. I don't know, it just seemed like a really good addition. It was like, oh yeah, we should totally put an American flag on this thing.
Yeah, like, we were doing something truly American. Like, we were going to light something on fire, and we were going to invent something.
This is pre Elon Musk. I mean, we were ahead of our time. Honestly,
it's true.
So we were, I will say, hesitantly proud of our creation. I wouldn't say we were hesitantly proud.
I think we were like extravagantly proud of our creation.
Yeah.
Which was
heck yeah.
So we went down my driveway to the side street that we lived on, and we're ready. 2 of us were going to light these 2 rockets at the same time. And we just kind of looked to make sure well before, like not right then, looked to make sure no cars were coming. Well, we were wrong. But so we try to light these engines at the same time. And let me just say, oh, how the turntables. Because I'm going to say this car made it a foot.
Like, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. And it immediately turned on its side. And the American flag was immediately engulfed in flames. And the car went nowhere. And then, literally, as soon as the American flag engulfs in flames, a cop car starts driving by. I mean, 20 feet away, a cop car starts driving yeah. by. Yeah. And I just remember standing there and like slowly raising my hand to my right chest and just being like,
how do I show respect in this most like awkward of moment? Because it's so awkward that it's obvious that we are the ones doing this.
Yeah, like a 6-inch by 3-inch flag is ablaze in front of us, and we're just standing with our hands on our hearts as a cop car goes by.
We did not see that, think that flag situation through. Wow. That was, I'm still proud of it. I mean, not the flag thing, obviously, but I feel like there was so much potential there. But we continued the project because we then got, I don't know if we had just happened to have brought over one of our like remote control cars, but we also, I think after we set that one ablaze, we then decided, okay, we probably need something that we can actually steer. And so we put the rest of the rockets
on rockers.
Rockers. The rest of the rockets on the back of our remote control car that we had. I think we did it sans flag because we were too scared to reintroduce the flag to a rocket propelled car.
Well,
I do remember that car, like, it just about went back to the future when we, like, got going with it. Because we, like, started driving it as fast as we could and lit the rockets as it was in motion. And that puppy...
Turbo boost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's astounding to me is that we did that after we had just seen our previous attempt go so horribly wrong. And I know there wasn't a flag, but we're like, hey, we did it with a block of wood and something that had a tiny flag on it that was obviously flammable. Let's do it in something that has batteries.
It's made of plastic and we'll do batteries. Let's hook the rockets to that.
Yeah. Well, that went well. Let's scrap the entire design. We can do it better on something far more expensive.
We were titans of industry.
For sure. I'm still proud of that moment. I think we learned a lot. We did a lot of experiments, honestly, looking back.
And honestly, that was one of our biggest failures as far as an experiment. I mean, we could talk. I think there will be many more remember that times where we talk about experiments that did work that we had way too much fun doing.
Dibs. I already called dibs. I'm going to talk about that one soon.
Well, okay. I can't wait for that. But I think that was one of the only failures as far as experimentation goes. The other ones, I feel like, were pretty successful. The other failures I can think of were not experimentations. They were just on us not thinking through anything.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I feel like there were some other failures in there. I remember when Evan tried to make chaps out of blue jeans, and honestly, that didn't go well. That was a failed experiment for sure.
Was that in the movie about the magical pants?
It was. That was the traveling magical pants. I don't remember what the name
was. Was that when he was Douglas Bubble Trousers?
It might have been Douglas Bubble Trousers. Yeah. That could have been the same instance where we were chasing the Mormons around the neighborhood too.
That was with, I don't think that was with him. And
no, that wasn't. That wasn't.
Yeah.
Anywho.
That was with the neighborhood gang.
Yeah.
Oh man. That one. It's funny. I definitely still think about that today. Like I randomly will have memories of that. Maybe when I see any kind of like rocket engine or like, it always just brings me back. So thanks for that reminder. Well, let's transition here. I've got an unpopular opinion, and this is something that I think might actually stir up some emotion within the group. Like I'm pretty,
oh boy,
I'm both hesitant and I'm excited, but I'm going to do it because I believe in this relationship we have here, and it can survive anything.
Chad, if you say one word negative about Bojangles,
you're donezo.
I will never talk to you again.
I would never, sir, dear sir, but I do think that you guys are going to be divided over this situation. So here it is. Here it is. And I don't want to overhype what I'm trying to say. That's not my goal, kind of. Here is my unpopular opinion. And as I tell you this, right after I tell it to you, I'm going to show it to you. For those listening, maybe we'll post a picture of this at some point. Here it is. Actually, I'm going to share my screen first. Here we go. My unpopular opinion is this. The long-waddled umbrella bird is far superior to the red-billed oxpecker. And before you say anything, hold on. Before you say anything, I just want to know, I want you to know that, you know, this is serious. And, I just really feel like somebody needed to say something.
Wait. Corey's literally covering his face in shame right now. What? Can I get a recap on the names here?
Yeah. The long-waddled umbrella bird, which I think we both know which one that is.
That's the Elvis bird?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it is. It's the it's an umbrella bird. And the other one is the red-billed oxpecker. Far superior.
I've got a question right off the gate here. The oxpecker doesn't appear to be sitting on an ox.
It could be. It's some kind of horned animal.
I'm not an animal expert, but it seems to be some sort of a like a deer meets
a gazelle or a
gazelle. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So right off the bat, I know that this bird is an idiot.
Exactly.
I'm gonna say that the Elvis bird is the better bird.
Yeah. Well, this is actually not my unpopular opinion. I just wanted to throw that out there. Warm us up a little bit. That's stupid. We obviously know that
I'm more of a fan of the
I like the Elvis one. That hairdo was sweet.
I'm more of a fan of the tufted titmouse.
Or
the blue-footed booby.
The blue-footed booby did come up. It was close to being an option, and I didn't go with it because I knew it was popular in the millennial generations.
We're looking for unpopular birds.
Anyway, that's a warm-up. Guys, that's stupid. That's obviously not an unpopular opinion. Everybody agrees that the umbrella bird is far superior.
I feel like this is about to get worse.
No, if anything, it's going to get less interesting. That's where this is headed.
Oh, boy.
Like I said, I think this is going to get worse. I'm worried this is going
to Oh, I see. I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's definitely going to get worse. So here's my real unpopular opinion. Like I said, it's probably less interesting. Most towns, Corey, you live in a small town. We grew up in a small town. Most towns have this like local favorite place. Like you leave the town and you mention this place and nobody knows about it, right? But usually that place is like super good. Like it's some hole in the wall mom and pop shop, whatever. Every town's basically got one, or some towns.
Just
we have one of those. Cooking. We have one of those.
Oh, in Fuquay?
Not in Fuquay, close by. We have one of those in Anger. Sunny Skies Ice Cream. Now, Sunny Skies Ice Cream is like this cash only joint. For those of you who haven't been there, I don't know how many flavors of ice cream. 100, that might be far too many, but it's a lot. Just a lot of flavors of ice cream.
It's like 100, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's good at all. Like, I would rather go to the grocery store and just get some ice cream there. That's my unpopular opinion. If you could see their faces right now.
Corey and I are both making really bad faces.
That's it.
I'm
not saying it's bad. What I'm saying is it's definitely not in my like top three, top five. Like it's just very okay ice cream.
Mama Birds in Holly Springs is better.
Mama Birds is really good.
It's Harris Teeter is better.
No, you're sorry, Chad. I'm just going to say.
Wait, when you say Harris Teeter, do you mean like Breyer's ice cream is better?
I would say Breyer's ice cream is better.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. The phone. What is happening right now? Is this the Twilight Zone? Like, what?
Breyers?
Yeah. Like, I just for some reason and
Chad, Emily, do you also think your bathroom smells better than Sunny Skies? Like, what is going on?
Maybe actually.
I mean,
could.
I mean, Sunny Skies is pretty dirty,
clean.
I just
me and Emily both think this like. We'll eat it if somebody, like, if our family is like, hey, we're going to go pick up Sunny Skies. We're like, okay, yeah, sure, if you're going to go get us something. But we would never choose to go there to get it over something else.
But are you just getting the wrong flavor? So here's the thing about Sunny Skies. Like, they have so many flavors that I do agree that there are certain things there that are not great. But when you have 100-plus flavors, like,
I mean, I get pretty generic. I've had, like, different cheesecake flavors. I've had just regular dirt and worm, whatever cake thing, brownie, mint. I mean, I've had a bunch of different like random flavors that aren't like, there's some like sweet and salty. I've tried a bunch and every time I think it's just too creamy for some reason. I like more like icy ice cream and it's far too creamy.
So do you like love Chick-fil-A?
Emily just walked by with her phone and a note on it. It just says, I won't eat it.
Emily, say it to the podcast or don't say it at all.
Yeah.
Wait, you can hear me.
You make this public.
You say it.
Yeah, Emily, I want to hear
on the microphone.
Heathen mouth.
It's garbage.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Get out of here. You are fired, young lady.
You cannot back Sunny Skies this strongly. Are you kidding me?
Well, okay, but no, but he's literally
I already said she can't hear me, can't she?
He said Breyers is better.
He said Breyers is better.
100%.
No. I said Mama Birds is better in Holly Springs. Mama Birds is by far better than Sunny Skies. But Breyers ice cream, like, okay, let me ask you a question. You've had Bluebell ice cream?
I don't know.
Oh, Bluebell's so okay. Bluebell
is like Bluebell's like way up here as far as store bought ice cream. Breyers is like way down here. And so,
no.
What's a bad, like, pet ice cream? Like, what's a bad store-bought ice cream? I don't know. Like,
I don't know. I'm not ready to throw down the gauntlet on any ice cream company because ice cream is delicious.
No, yeah, 100%. But, like, I just don't even.
I'm just picky about my ice cream.
I mean, I love me some good ice cream. I'm not going to say that Sunny Skies is the best ice cream. That for sure, I would not say that. But to say that frozen
it's garbage
is better.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I like sweets more than all of you guys.
I mean, that's probably true.
That's accurate. I'm not going to debate that.
This
but
is fair.
I will say, I know, like Chad said, it's an unpopular opinion, and we're like the only two that would probably say this.
My love for you guys does not decrease based on your
I'm gonna have to pray about this.
It doesn't decrease at all based on what you think about Sunny Skies. I still have the same level of love for you guys, but you're wrong.
In love.
I think you're wrong.
I'm not saying it's the best. Mama Birds is way better. There's a place in Charleston called Jenny's. I think it's in Charleston, but in South Carolina, that's like so much better than Sunny Skies.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's not garbage.
No. Yeah. Yeah. It is for sale. Hot, like
proof.
Proof
that it's not that great. They sold it. They walked away.
I don't even know what to say right now. Like,
should we buy Sunny Skies and make ice cream great again?
We should somehow buy Sunny Skies and just fill it with goats and put a camera.
Fill it with goats eating the ice cream.
Oh.
Somehow I thought bringing up the birds before this. Yeah, I thought bringing up birds before this would like somehow lessen this blow. I don't think it made any difference.
It didn't. I'm pretty sure Blake and I just stared at you. Like, I don't know what happened.
I regret that I didn't take out my phone and take a picture of your faces because you were like, is he going to clarify that? He'll take it back.
Yeah, I really thought you were going to be like, but. Like, whenever I said Chick-fil-A is overrated, I feel like I came back with some good arguments for why, like, it's still a great organization. And
no,
like,
I'll just stop there.
And I agreed. I think we both agreed that Chick-fil-A was overrated.
I still love it.
But I'm not on board with saying Breyers is better than Sunny Skies. Yeah,
That's too far.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to.
Have you ever had Breyers mint chocolate chip? I mean, it's pretty good.
I don't like mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Well, you can get out, sir. Let's go to the next subject.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream? Mint doesn't belong in desserts because if that's the case, every night when I brush my teeth, I'm having dessert.
You know, when you say it that way, you should go work for Colgate.
Save it for another unpopular opinion, all right? Because I don't agree.
Here's how I feel about your responses.
If we could train the goats to do that, we would make billions of dollars.
Guys, while I am heated, I have a letter to read you guys.
It and better be letter, uplifting after this terrifying.
Oh, it's not gonna be. But I think you'll be able to get behind it. Let me just say that. I think you'll be able to support it. If you don't, you're dead to me.
All right, glad we could come together to discuss this.
I mean, I really do. I've known you guys for a lot of years, and I think you'll get behind this. To whom it may concern, I'm exhausted. I have four boys that occupy so much time. I have a job as a pastor that takes a lot of energy. Boy, do I enjoy a nice holiday or vacation. Who doesn't like to escape from the responsibilities, relax, press pause, and be carefree? But enough is enough. I enjoy holidays as much as the next guy, but I love real holidays. I want Christmas,
preach it.
Easter, Thanksgiving, preach it. Yes. Valentine's, July 4th, Memorial Day, Halloween, New Year's. I want to celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, graduations. These are not the problem. It's all the made-up days that are the problem. Mm-hmm. Let's start with national or international food days. Here's my suggestion, which will rarely be my suggestion. In any other circumstance, this would not be my suggestion. But here's my suggestion. Go on a diet from national and international food days. Do you guys know what international national holidays are today for food? Well, today, February 1st, is National Cake Pops Day, National Baked Alaska Day, and National Dark Chocolate Day. How about National I Don't Give a Flying Baked Alaska Day? How about National I Don't Need an Excuse to Eat Day? How about a National Take All These National Food Days and Cram Them in Your Cram Hole Day? Get rid of all these national food days so there aren't any left over. See what I did there?
I got it. That was
good. Also, there are other random national days and holidays that don't have any benefits. Patrick Henry once said, "Give me liberty or give me death." I say, "Give me a day off work or give me nothing at all." Arbor Day? Arbor Day? It's about trees. More like throw a tree in a wood chipper day. Talk like a pirate day?
That's a good one. That's a quality. Wait,
you
one.
Get free donuts on that one, so let's not
more like no, day. More like walk the plank and die day. Groundhog Day? More like Bill Murray is the only redeemable thing that ever came out of this day.
Amen.
In closing, get rid of the food national holidays. They've been in the fridge too long and they need to be thrown out. For the other holidays, I don't need a reason to celebrate. I don't need a reason to talk like a pirate. I can literally do that anytime I want. I don't recommend doing it at the next funeral you attend, but these random holidays do need to die. They need to be buried and never, ever, ever be remembered again. Just some food for thought, Corey.
I 100% am like on board. I agree with you. I don't know where the passion for this came from. Like, it's not like these holidays pop up on my calendar very much. Here's where you did cross the line. You definitely crossed the line on Talk Like a Pirate Day because Blake's right. You get free donuts.
Free donuts.
And as far as I'm concerned, that makes it a holiday.
No. Let me fight against what you're saying real quick. National Donut Day is a thing. I'm up for banning National Donut Day. Why can't Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts or Duck Donuts or whatever place you want to say, why can't they give me just a free donut, you know, three times a year? Like, why can't they just do that? Like, why do I need a day?
You would
recognize that. Like, I appreciate donuts every single day of my life.
I'm going to put that on my on I don't know, Instagram, where you talk about like your profile at the top. I'm just going to be like donut appreciator because I just feel like people need to know.
Like, but yeah,
like you'd have so many more people come in. Like, if the point is to get people to come into your place of work to like hope that they would just buy a little bit more than just that one free donut, you would get so many more people because there's a lot of people that are unwilling to talk like a pirate, even though they are willing to get a free donut. So, like, if you just made it free to everybody, you'd have so much more people there.
Or if you legitimately, what a lot of these restaurants do is like, hey, if you're a member of our club, we will send you a free donut. If you have the Chick-fil-A app, you get something free on there just randomly. Why do I need a National Donut Day? I appreciate donuts every day. Give me a free one three times a year. Like, throw me a donut.
It is interesting how you convinced me on the books because I feel like I watched a documentary or something. I don't remember what it was, either on TV or like Netflix or something, but there's just like, I want to say that like, one of the main people that keeps track of actually recording all of these holidays is some random like lady in like Myrtle Beach. Like it's
a goat.
It's like the most sketchy thing, but somehow she is like the keeper of the majority of these super random holidays. Anyways, when we start our investigative arm of this podcast, as we have talked about many a times, she will be my first investigation.
I'm just sick of it.
Sick of it.
Well, you definitely, you
know what you have to do, Biden.
First 100 days.
Yeah. We just told you what the next 4 years are going to be about.
Repeal and replace the crazy holiday calendars.
Needs to be done. Don't worry about GameStop or anything else. Just do that. Thank you for listening to Literally No One Asked. Please like, subscribe, share, and leave a review for us. We'll catch you on the flippity flip.